Welcome to the Getting My Act Together podcast for Friday, March 22nd, 2024. I hope you've had a great week. I hope your week is at its end. I hope you have a fulfilling weekend planned. I hope you had a better week. Well, I had something very distressing happen to me this week, in that I had a dream that I was amorous. That I was in, I was bedded. That I was hooking up with. It's not a dream, it's a nightmare. That I was making the beast with two backs. Actually, it hadn't progressed that far. I had a nightmare. That I was horizontal across the relationship, across the 20, almost 25 years of relationship with my wife. I can summon only one other event in which I was amorous with another person. And I remember in that dream, someone was who was her friend, but who I didn't like, was trying to cajole me to step out on my obligations, to betray my wife. And when I woke up from it, I was like, fuck yeah, I knew I didn't do that. You, and I called that friend some names. By the way, we never see that friend anymore. She never sees that friend anymore. I don't know if it was because of my dream or not. I don't know if I ever told her about it. That's the only other time I can remember across the course of my relationship with my spouse in which I had some contact with another woman. But this week, I had a nightmare that I was lying with. Objects lay, people lie. That I was lying under the covers. I was in the sheets with, now her name escapes me, Nikki Haley. Picture that. When you think of me performing romantic duties, marry that with your image of Nikki Haley performing romantic duties. Not duties, tributes. Nikki Haley and I, so you put those two images together, and hopefully you're not eating while you're listening to this podcast. Nikki Haley pulled me to her in a bedroom scenario. And seemingly was enthusiastic about it, which was as puzzling as anything. In the dream, I'm aware this is pretty strange that I am in a horizontal position with Nikki Haley. And there were no gory details other than I can confirm she felt very bony. You know what I mean? There was not like a, but it was not hugely graphic, but I do remember being curious about, not curious. You know what I was doing? Like a bad scientist? I was trying to confirm what I believe rather than approaching the truth by negating a false. This was not hypothesis testing. I must have somewhere along the line came up with the idea that, or maybe just it was computed online in the dream, this is going to be a pretty bony affair. And sure enough, there was not a lot of support. There was not a lot of muscular support for flesh. There was not a lot of flesh and muscular support for her frame. She was bony. Our friends to the south, some guys I worked with in a restaurant years ago, referred to a skinny woman as a huesuda. And I think that just means a bone lady. Because I think hueso is bone, Wesuda is bony. A bony woman. A bony chick, I think. Anyway, that was, if you were wondering, what my experience with the former presidential aspirant, Nikki Haley. Who, by the way, does not think that slavery, or did not immediately think slavery, had anything to do with the Civil War. We weren't talking about that, but she was smiling at me while she was pulling me toward her, and I felt like, what is going on? Like I said, I had a meta-awareness in the dream that this is pretty unusual, that I'm in such close proximity, let alone such intimate proximity to this Wesuda. But I was doubly curious, like, why is she into this? You know what? Maybe it's where I evaluate my romantic tribute giving these days, even though I feel good, I feel strong, I'm healthy. I don't have the pill yet. Why is Nikki Haley pulling me toward her in my dream? And why is she enthusiastic about it? And there was not another couple in the bed with us, but there was like a gallery of sorts of just a couple people, and nameless, faceless people. I don't know who they were, but they also were like, "Yeah, what's going on with this?" Not in a, you know, obvious, like, this is pretty gross what's happening, which would have been a natural, spot-on reaction. They were more like, "It's kind of interesting. I never saw this one coming." They had that look on their face. I don't have a hall pass list. I don't keep a list of names and faces that I would aspire to. I'm sorry. I'm still attracted to my wife, as sad as you might find that. I don't know where Nikki Haley came from in this scenario, but it was very perplexing is what it was. It was perplexing to me, and it was perplexing to the handful of people who were observing the events. And I think I must have just rested myself from the situation and woke up, because I was like, this is silly. There's not a hint of interest on my part. There was not a hint of, I know this, you know, sometimes, and maybe this means I have had a dream about somebody else, but I'm imagining a dream scenario where, you know, it's not real. And you're like, let's just go for it and see what happens. I'm not going to get in trouble in my dreams. I'm not a comic from 1990 who's going to say, I wake up and she's still mad at me. She's mad at me for what I dreamed. I'm not talking about that. Don't tell her what you dreamed, necessarily. I don't think my wife would care if I had a dream about Nikki Haley. My wife doesn't tell me about her dreams, so. And my daughter had a dream this morning about a dinosaur that came rampaging through her room. Like, that's the dog. Was pretty, so I don't keep a Rolodex. I don't keep a Filofax of names and faces that I would visit in my dreams. But it was not even worthy of, let's just see what happens here. I woke up and I was like, time to get on with the day. Shout out to City of San Diego trash picker-uppers outside. This is the 8 o'clock Friday creative hour, and the trash people are outside doing their thing. And it's actually unlike Atlanta, where the trash guys are the greatest, because there's a crew of like three or four of them on each truck throwing the cans, bringing the cans over so they get lifted and dumped. And then they chuck the cans as far back as they can, far back from your house as possible, while waving and saying, have a great day. It's going to be a fun time in the city of Atlanta. My guy here in San Diego is like a robot, because it's just he and the truck going down the street with the arm that reaches out, grabs it, and throws it over the top. So I imagine it's a solitary existence where he's spending all fucking day trying not to hit somebody's car so his boss doesn't yell at him, and it becomes a whole thing that threatens his hard-earned pension after how many ever years he has to devote to the city of San Diego to put food on the table and hopefully move the food chain along for his kids. He's out there by himself, so I tip my cap to him. I don't know where Nikki Haley came from in this dream. The takeaways are, it was not even... It highlights there is a point at which a man will not be interested in the events presented to him. You know what I mean? All our lives, genetically, we're trying to pass ourselves on, if you will. I'm trying to be as non-crude as possible. As a result, we're, open to a lot of scenarios. And it takes a lot, I think, for, especially earlier in our lives, for men to say, I don't think I'm going to, boys to say, I don't think that's really for me. I'm going to say no. A woman's like, the girl, a woman's like, what? I've never heard that before. I know. It's crazy. I can't believe I'm saying it myself. I told you about that. I had a bit about that. About, it would have to be told for like a middle-aged married crowd. Where's my middle-aged married crowd? Men and women say no to being prop. Married men and women, here's the bit. Married men and women say no to being propositioned. They both do it. We both do it. They just say it differently. Like a woman, if you hit her up, she'll like, it's like, I'm married, you know? Like, what are we doing here, dude? Like, I'm married, so hopefully, I thought I wasn't going to have to put up with any more of this shit. Well, sorry, lady. You're still a woman. She's like, I'm married, you know what I mean? But a guy says he's married also, but it's totally different. This happened to me. This was based on a real event that happened to me at the Laughing Skull Lounge, where the woman said she would not hook up with her traveling business colleague, but she would hook up with me. And I said, I'm sorry, I'm married. Like, I was surprised I was saying it. That's how men say it. I'm sorry, I'm married. I know. I can't believe I'm saying no. I spent my whole goddamn life trying to get you to say yes. Not in a coercive way, but just in a, like, don't you think it would be fun? And now I'm saying, I know, no, I can't believe it. It's crazy. Where a woman's like, I'm married, dude. And I'm like, I'm married. I can't. Isn't that wild? Having that realization. I came to that moment in the dream with Nikki Haley. I'm sorry. I didn't say anything to her. I was just looking at her like, it's not a knock on Nikki Haley. It was not a sexy, it was not a lustful looking face. And believe me, I've seen thousands of faces looking at me lustfully. It was a face of just like, just her face, her kind of half smiling, you know, let's go file some paperwork and get some shit done and have some wildly socially conservative views that, you know, but she didn't seem super judgmental. Thank goodness. And I remember my only interest in the moment, as I've alluded to, or stated very clearly, which is kind of the opposite of alluded, was, is she as bony? Would this process be as bony as I, as kind of hard-edged, you know? Like rolling around with a industrial desk from the 60s. That's what I felt like it would, the experience would be akin to. Akin. And that's all I wanted to confirm. And so I remember in the dream, I don't remember my hands moving to the backside of her body, but I was like, yeah, it's, there's not a lot of, I'm unconsciously objectifying Nikki Haley. Isn't that amazing? That's how, come on, guys. That's how strong this stuff is. We're allies. Anybody who tells you they're an ally is full of shit. Why? because someone who is a thing does not have to tell you they are that thing. A Mormon does not tell you he's real honest or he's a polygamist. He just is those things. A car salesman tells you he's a real honest guy because he's full of shit. But come on, guys. That's how deep this stuff goes. I'm actually in the dream objectifying her. I should wake up and tell myself, you know, this is inappropriate. It was inappropriate of her pulling me toward her, which is one of the great moves a man can experience, is when a woman puts her hands on you and pulls you closer. That's like, fucking A. We are going to do this damn thing. And there wasn't a whole lot that came to pass other than she's a slender, slender woman of a certain age. What the hell was I to expect? Well, that's exactly what I expected. I confirmed it, and then I ejected from the dream. It's also very possible in that dreamlike place, I could not disentangle. What a great word. I could not disentangle, really in this case, literally, the sheets and comforter from her white business suit that she was wearing. It was all kind of one thing. Other than to say, I realized, I confirmed what I had thought, that she did not have a ton of... the packing crate. She was, you know, she was a lot of it was a lot of edges and angles, and she was a gentle woman about it. She was smiling in that Nikki Haley kind of, not quite dead behind the eyes look, but not, you know, not full of lust, and that was about it. And I woke up. If it were someone else, I think I probably would have been like, let's see what happens here. I know that there's nothing really going on. In any case, I hope you didn't have to experience that this week. Tell me, write in. Tell me your, why did I dream that? I'm not a dream analyst, but if you write in and tell me a dream you had, I'll analyze your dreams. I don't know what on earth these dogs are doing. Are you guys okay? Out there? Do dogs have dreams? Of course they do. All the time. I see my dog's paws moving. But I imagine they just dream about chasing squirrels. And they're up there right now like, no, we dream of that bitch down the street that barks at us every time we walk by. Write in if you have a dream you'd like me to analyze. I could tell you what it would be. I think, you know what? We tried a show kind of way back, probably like 6 or 7 years ago, at when we had Brian King and I had Pizza Mike in Atlanta at Rocky Mountain Pizza on 10th and Hemphill, right next to the Georgia Tech campus. I had an idea for a show where it was like, comics would roast my dreams. And I think, so the kind of idea of the show was, this is me just giving away intellectual property again and again. By the way, someone sent me a poster suggesting that there's a What's Your Problem-esque show happening in Atlanta that some comics are putting together. And you know what? If you can make it work, good for you. It's not my blessing to steal my fucking idea, but it's not the most original idea in the world. And you know, you have to look yourselves in the mirror and say, we know Joe did this, but he's gone. And you know, news travels slowly in the days of the Pony Express. I had the idea for a dream analysis show where And it worked one day at Rocky Mountain Pizza. I said, all right, here's my dream, and I'm going to bring three comics up, and they can analyze it and, like, roast me for it. And I remember there were two comics. I can't even remember what my dream was, but I mentioned the dream. And then three comics, one of whom was Aaron Chastain, made fun of me and the dream, and the crowd loved it. And Chastain especially killed, and it was great. And that was the idea for a show. It was like, and then the crowd, based on the reaction, Chastain's the winner. And then he'd go on, I guess, to the next round. There could be something in there. Send me your dreams, and I'll roast them. Give me all. That's what I said to my daughter. Tell me your hopes and dreams, and I'll make fun of them. I'm a dad from the 50s. I don't know what the Nikki Haley thing was about. I can't believe I spent such. You know, we're in no hurry, but I can't believe I committed such resource. I don't want to say what I can believe. I hope you have a big weekend in store. Will you be watching? And I know that stand-up comedy, of which this podcast used to be comprised much more of, and stand-up comedy and sports don't usually mix, and you can hear me not talking about sports on this, even though the Padres season is going to start pretty soon, and I'm going to be that guy listening on the AM radio, or really it'll be the Padres station on Spotify in my house. I'll be listening to the Padres. I'll be hoping that the Padres win. Comedy and sports don't overlap, but I do know that the NCAA basketball tournament has started, and I do know that the University of Kentucky lost yesterday. Sorry. That's not the story. It's not that University of Kentucky lost. They do that. They've only won one championship in the 15 years or whatever it's been since the much reviled John Calipari has been their coach. That's not news that they lose in the tournament. They've only won, I learned, one first round game in the last 5 years. What is really interesting is they lost to a school called Oakland. And it's so small that it's not even Oakland, California. I believe it's Oakland, Michigan. And they beat Kentucky. And that's what makes the tournament great. My wife's alma mater is Long Beach State University, or Cal State Long Beach. And I'm aware of this other thing that happened in the tournament, in that several weeks ago, the Long Beach State basketball coach was fired. And allowed to stay and coach his team through their conference tournament. I'm not going to spend too much time talking about sports, as you know, and you're looking at your watch. The human piece of it is interesting to me. Well, it's all human, you dope. I mean, this little off-the-court story. Long Beach State coach has been their coach for 16 or 17 years. He gets fired before the conference tournament starts. The conference tournament is kind of a, if you win the tournament, is a Wonka ticket into the big NCAA tournament. So I don't believe Long Beach State was supposed to win their conference tournament. I don't believe statistically, favorably, however you want to say it, they were supposed to win. Well, the guy gets fired, but they say, you can coach the conference tournament, Long Beach State says. The taxpayers of California, of which I am now one, say, you know what? State University, California at Long Beach, let the guy fucking coach through the tournament. Lo and behold, the guy and his players rally and they win the conference tournament. And they get into the NCAA tournament, and it's kind of a interesting, bittersweet, sweet story of the coach and the players rallying together. And just like any other awful leader, the athletic director of Cal State Long Beach, when I say awful leader, I'm talking about a leader who makes it about himself, who views his team's success as a product of his efforts, as opposed to his success as a product of his team's effort. You know what I mean? The special man theory, kind of, the great man theory. Fucking terrible leaders take credit for work that other people do, and they give it to themselves. And lo and behold, the Long Beach athletic director, the guy who fired the Long Beach State coach, yesterday or the day before, they are set to play the University of Arizona. The guy comes out and says, actually, you know, I fired him right at the beginning of that tournament to motivate the kids and the team. And I don't want to say that I don't want to say that this is my grand design, but you're welcome. I'm not say I don't want to say I told you so, but it kind of worked, and they got into the tournament. And this guy takes credit essentially for firing the coach to motivate the players. Bro, even if you did, shut the fuck up about it. You make yourself the story. You make yourself the headline. And I promise you that any coach that comes in there now is going to be trying to get as much from that situation, knowing at any moment you will cut him off with the legs. And that is going to cause him to be less than trustworthy of the proposition you're putting forward. In any case, maybe it's karma. Maybe this was part of the Long Beach State Athletic Director's grand plan to motivate, to fire the guy, to motivate the team so that they get into the tournament and they get fucking destroyed by Arizona. Was that your plan, bro? Was that your plan? Don't take credit for other people. Just shut the fuck up. Even if you did say this is the time, just stay out of it. Be the bigger man. This is a big problem in this country, in this world, is we can't be the bigger man. Everyone fights. Look at the political, you guys wrestling around over dirt out there. Be the bigger man. It's hard. It's hard to be the bigger man. Do it once, Long Beach State Athletic Director. I'm not saying take the high road every single time, because you know what? The other side always takes the low road and then you get trampled on. I'm not saying that. But be the bigger man. Show, even if you don't have it, show some self-security. Secure enough for yourself to say, yeah, man, they really rallied together and it's been inspiring to see, and I think it bodes well for the future of the university. Glad to be associated with that. I wish you could even, if you're such a dipshit, engage in some false modesty. I wish I could say I was smart enough to fire him to motivate them to win the tournament. Just a little less ego. What was it, Captain? Was it ego or was it something more like ego? What an asshole. Also, you know who else is a dick? And like, as he's saying it, they get vacuumed off the floor by Arizona. It's just, dude, shut the fuck up and don't sully the whole end of the season with your selfishness, okay? You're paid by me and the fellow taxpayers of California. One more person who's a dick is traffic guy. When I'm talking about bigger man, this connects with being the bigger person. Take the high road. I'm driving to pick my daughter up the other day. This is California. We have big freeways. We have lots of interchanges. All we do is drive and change lanes and go in different directions. It's a complicated collective activity that works most of the time. Occasionally, someone bumps into someone. Occasionally, someone doesn't have time to get over and they have to get off, turn around, do all this other stuff. Occasionally, someone makes a lane change going 75, 80 miles an hour, and they inadvertently, that is without intention, get in front of somebody else who is in the other lane, causing that person to, you're not going to believe this, have to put on their brakes. Were they cut off? I don't know if you can be cut off going 80, the car behind you has to be going 115 miles an hour. In any case, the other day, amid one, two, like a three highway interchange, do I slide over in front of a guy? I'm going fast. He must have been going much faster. And I caused him to have to put his brakes on. Did I cut him off? In his eyes, absolutely. In my eyes, no. I didn't cut him off. I forced him to go a little bit slower because I was merging. He called me an asshole, flip me off, whatever you want. I, however, wave my hand up, show him, I realize what happened to you. My bad. I raised my hand. I'm sorry, bro. Didn't mean to do that. Not like in Atlanta where I'd be like, fuck, I hope this guy doesn't shoot me. This is just me being sincere. Like, hey man, my bad. Yeah, I wave to him. I see he sees my hand. And then for like the next 90 seconds behind me, he's throwing his hands up and pounding them on the wheel. And by the way, he's not passing me, and he could. But that struck me as like, there's something going on with you, sir. I'm not the source of your problem. I was in the moment an outlet for your frustration with your spouse or your kids or your employer or your state or your athletic director, whatever it was. I realized I'm an outlet for that. But to continue to hit the steering wheel, throw your hands up, like, my apology is not enough to just communicate to you. One of the things that I wanted to communicate, by the way, that we're not all assholes, that some of us are at least this much aware of what's happening with our fellow human. I see I might have caused you to slow down, and clearly you're not going to be able to handle that because you're grown. I put my hands up. My bad, dude. I gesture. I'm sorry. My bad. I see you, dog. But you keep pounding the steering wheel like a little child and throwing the frustration. I can't believe it. I empathize. You have bigger shit going on in your life, and this thing caused this frustration to pour out of you, and now you've lost the ability to self-regulate, and you cannot stop the flow of negativity through you. It's the kind of thing that leads you to get into a road rage situation with someone who is only going to be the outlet for everything else you had in your life, because you're not capable of self-regulating. You're like a toddler who's thrown a cup across the room and is in the red zone and is needing to be talked into the green zone. My hands in the air, my apology. You know, not everybody would do, you fuck, okay? Not everybody would do that. I'm not holding myself out as better, but I try to be a considerate, aware motorist because the endeavor requires that. There are so many people in this state. There are like 40 million people in this state, and all of us have two or three cars. But to just not, you know, it's not like, hey, I cheated on you. I'm sorry. I hooked up with Nikki Haley. I said I'm sorry. Why are you still giving me shit about it? It's not like that, because you betrayed us. You lay with a Republican. You betrayed. It's not like that. Well, I said I'm sorry. Can't you get over it? This was an accident. This was unintentional. I didn't try to jam you up. And you're still just like, I'm signaling, like I said, not everybody would do that. I'm signaling to you, hey man, it's not as bad as you think. I'm not another one of them. I'm acknowledging my bad, dog. And you can't accept that. That indicates to me that you're insecure. And that's okay. We all are in different ways. But that's what you can't just say, okay, yep. You don't have to be happy about it, but like, all right, if I can wave, he acknowledged it, he's a dummy, whatever it is, that's fine. But to keep pounding your hands on the wheel and acting like a toddler, just, you show your whole ass. You know what I mean? I hope this is enough for you to think kindly of your fellow man and woman and non-binary person in the world today. And I'm not even rooting for Duke to lose, because I know they will. I feel like it's been a couple years since, we don't have to worry about Duke winning the tournament, right? They're not going to win. I hope I'm not jinxing myself. Anyway, write to yesjoesmith@gmail.com if you remember a dream. Former Central Jersey prosecutor, let me know, is Trump going to face any consequence ever? I don't need him to. I don't have the bit of justice in my mouth. I think it'd be great if he did. I think it's kind of a good for the world, you know, if our leaders are held accountable. Let me know, though, is he going to be held accountable for any of this shit? And how on earth are there not conflicts, and this is not a political thing, just sort of curious, How is it not a conflict of interest if I say, hey, you judge me, I'm going to put you in this position of power to be a judge, but also you're going to have to judge me, even though I gave it. How is that not a conflict of interest that these appointees of his can decide his fate? Is this just more of my American naivete? The system is fucking wired to favor. Anyway, former Central Jersey prosecutor, I mean this apolitically, is this guy going to face any consequence at all? Is he going to feel any pain? And MAGA people listening, and I know you're listening, I'm not shitting on your guy, I'm very genuinely curious. Are we in a place where the dude can avoid any, and you guys can explain it away as, a corrupt FBI? It's your judges, bro. Anyway, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.